Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Well, again, we all have our stories from that final 10 days in 1999. My stories is a roller coaster going into the final game against Tottenham. We had to win because we knew that Arsenal would win at home, so we had to win the last game of the season. I hadn't had the best season. I'd scored 3 goals up until this stage in the 1998-99 season, and I got picked for the last game against Tottenham, which kind of shocked me, first of all, but loved the fact that I was in the starting lineup and I could have a big say in whether we won the league or not. So I was delighted. We went 1-0 down, then Beck scored and made it 1-1. Then I got booked just before half-time and came in at half-time, and the manager said, "I'm going to change things around for the second half." And so I'd gone from elation of starting the game and having a big part of it to getting subbed and thinking, "I'm not going to be part of it." But then, obviously, my team won the game. Coley came on, scored a great goal, and we won the league. And I was part of that, so I felt part of it. So I was delighted. And then I thought to myself, hold on a minute. Well, if he started me in the last game of the season in the league, then surely I'm in his favour that I'm going to start the cup final. He pulled me on the Thursday and said I wouldn't be playing. So, you know, I was very disappointed. He said, but you're going to be subbed, so make sure you're ready. And then after 5 minutes, Keeney got injured, and Sir Alex turned around to me on the bench and said, look, you're going on. Get yourself ready. And I kind of looked over his shoulder to say, what, for Keeney? He's a midfield player. And I thought, what am I doing? Why am I even thinking about, you know, questioning his motive? And before he knew it, I put my boots on and I was standing on the side of the touchline and I'm going on in the FA Cup final. And a minute into my introduction, I'd scored the opening goal in the FA Cup final, played a lovely little 1-2 with Scholesy, and slotted the ball under the keeper and hit the back of the net. And from me sitting on the bench 2 minutes ago, I'm celebrating scoring the first goal. So I went on to jubilation with that, set up Scholesy for the second goal. Should have scored a second myself later on, but didn't. But we won the FA Cup final 2-0. I got named man of the match. And it's like, wow, this, you know, I must have a chance. I'm back on cloud nine. I must have a chance of starting the Champions League final. He pulled me again on the Tuesday and said, look, you're not starting, but again, make sure you're ready, and you never know what's going to happen. And so the topsy-turvy thoughts in my mind were up and down, and sitting on the sidelines again, watching the team not play so well, and then being told at half-time that I would be going on. Then I went on, and then we all know the last couple of minutes, and that was the culmination of the roller coaster. Yes. It was like not just going up and down. I think I flew through the air the last 2 minutes of that and came out of the seat, the roller coaster, and just grabbed on to enjoy the moment of celebration with the rest of the players and the fans.
And everything. Hello everyone, that was a bit more Teddy, so if you didn't buy the mag today, which is yesterday, buy it. It's a great interview. So this is Red News Podcast 220, Liverpool at home, Nick.
In the Premier League.
On the 7th of April 2024. Right, I've got a few things before I get to Nathan. I feel that we're going to be alright today. That might be a draw, but I don't had the doom that I had when I left Chelsea of they're going to batter us and the result that we were fearing for the cup is going to come today. I think there's going to be something in the waters. There's no redemption. I've to'd and fro'd, you know, listening to Nathan's, but I'm going to get on to him. Thanks for him and Nick selling. The defending, I mean, like, the pointing, there's so many bad things and that resonated.
The last goal,
yeah, the pointing and no one coming.
There was a photo of four people pointing.
And it's not one-offs.
None of them doing anything.
They're endemic. And everyone's not defending as well as they once used to, which goes back to my thing is I don't think goalkeepers are as good. But the thing that resonated from Nathan's solitary walk, if everything summed
round.
Up Chelsea getting done like that, the sadness of the walk home, is that when he said, you know, 5 months ago when he was on the beach, and you think, we've mentioned previous, the Wolves then walking through us, that is on the coach. It, even on a Sunday league level, if the Red News team got back together, get the band back together from the 80s, if you have the same problems
over
defensively,
and
midfield, defending, you know, from the top, and the Rashford thing, you know, I get that there's this thing to be a meme of, but you shouldn't just applaud, oh, he did track back once, you know, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like, the bigger thing is now, in two games in the last month, he's jogged on the spot, and that is, I bet he came on a sub, sir. He's not the reason, but all the reasons then add up.
Well, then the thing, I like, you know, we hate to focus it down on one person, but that there was that clip of Rashford from the other night where he, like you say, he's not pressuring, and but like you're saying about it being him being a sub, well, him being a sub means he should be fresh and he should be on them even more.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, so you could turn it around the other way and say that, like, you want them to be impact player, like impact subs making an impact.
And the thing with the Palmer performance, what I thought, and I bet Pochettino wasn't impressed with some bits. I mean, he was everywhere. He was coming back to right back to get the ball, and then he wanted to do too much on his own. But you think, there's a young starlet that sort of Rashford had, that desire, that hunger to be, this game's
well,
going to
be
about me. And we don't
have
that.
I've like, about Palmer, it's raining, by the way.
Don't. Raining
in my
there
was heart. An interesting thing, like, because people saying, why would he leave City? And it's like, well, he came through at City, he was a City youngster, and you have certain expectations when you're that. But when you then get signed to another team for big money, it's a totally different situation then. So it's a different, so maybe that's with Rashford, like, he might go somewhere else, but with it being on a price tag, he's got to earn that more than maybe he feels that he needs to, because...
But that goes desire.
Yeah, exactly.
Standards, you know, like...
No,
100%. But I will say, I was just about to say, we don't have that. We do Ganacho, you know, like, I do a shining light in a good season. God, he'd be getting more plaudits, and he's suddenly become, out of a very limited choice, my player of the season, because you're then going on, Delo can make mistakes. The rain thing, I did think it was predicting thunder and lightning. Please don't do that. You're our red diamonds. Don't leave your spot sellers. Called the game off of that. Fuck, you know. But I thought, can you imagine if all there is, it's just three spots where there's Red News, copies of Red News sizzling. What happened to them? So the picture of Paulie Walnut.
If it sounds louder, we're actually stood round the corner at the back of Hotel Football because it's so windy.
So we're getting a non-wind. The picture of Paulie Walnuts on Brighton Beach has totally thrown me. Twitter search, it's totally thrown me.
Wow. Okay.
Literally from about the 70s or the 80s. The thing that I didn't, my editorial was on mum and why we still do it, and also the ups and downs of life. But I thought this, what I didn't say was, I feel alive at United. I don't have the knee aches, the back spasms, the general aches and pains and moans of what I am. I am my younger self, and I always, even today, looking at it, so it got me thinking about, I had a chat the other day, and the tourists, when we say tourists here, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the negative connotations. Well, I mean, I'd buzz up my tits off that someone's buying the mag who's come from Nashville, or they've come from India, or they've come from wherever. But the people that I speak to, you know, or we speak to, off or on pod, say, I don't want to leave Old Trafford. Mm. So we're saying, oh, they're catering for the tourists. But what we're saying is they're catering for the tourist mechanism of a lot of profit. Finally, quickly, on the campaign, well, thank you for every 156 have signed up, 425. My bit, what, there's a serenity because it's totally out of our hands then. When I press the button, it is now down to you, dear readers and listeners, to get to 425, another year of this. I'm a bit worried. Last year, at this day, we won 233. So we're on 156, so I get there's more time, and you've still got, like, today and the next mag. But please, please, there's people, John, who've said, I like the podcast, so I'm subscribing. Please, just let us know you're going to subscribe as well, to have that reassurance. But I think, like, it's a preservation of fighting, that we don't want this to be one of the last mags, even though I think it's one of the best we've ever done. It's this culture that we feel proud, and the content, the hundreds of hours, you selling in it. There's selling, you know, like, I can see the bullshit of why Reddish walked away, but I don't want to walk away yet. And people say, I hate this new culture, the modern culture, you know, like the fan camp. But then you've got to support us. We're trying to keep the old light alive, and we know the light is dimming, but please. So We'll make mistakes, but try to support the fan team. Right, right. And the thing, last couple of things, and I'll go to Nathan properly. Irwin never gets mentioned. You know, I hate this. Combined 11th, best Premier League combined. But Irwin was at 8 or 9 out of 10, bar about 6 matches. One at Highbury really springs to mind. But he never made mistakes, and he's never. He could cross, he could score, he was a penalty taker, and he could defend. A defender who could defend. Yeah. You know, so he could read the game, and he had more of a football brain than probably our lot put together. Right, and I was arguing in the pub in Putney that Welsh Phil called on, that I was wanted to pay cash and they didn't. They only took card. And then this young lad of about 20, and I said, oh, I'll have to. And I only set up contact, that's about 3 months ago, this dinosaur. And this young lad of 20 just zapped his American Gold Express card. And I just looked and like, there's two worlds, sliding doors. Ridiculous. I said, I've never been offered an American Express. Right, what's your favourite theme tune, TV? I go Tony Soprano, obviously, the Hulk, Hill Street Blues, Cagney and Lacey. And I like Beech Grove Garden. I do a little jig when the Beech Grove Garden comes on, right?
Hello, Nathan. Hello. I don't know. The Sopranos one is good. And I think, I know I've only watched, apparently the Wire one changes every season, doesn't it?
I've never watched it. I need to.
And I've
to,
only watched the first series Pete so far. And I must say, this might be controversial.
Yeah.
That is a terrible theme tune.
What?
I'm putting it out there. What? The Wire one is terrible.
Oh wow. I need to listen to this. Wait, what do you think of today?
I had a bit of hope before the FA Cup game. I know that, you know, I said the other day, didn't I, that everyone sort of, you know, had a bit of hope, but I just don't think there's much hope today. I really don't. And I hate that. But
you were quite critical of Eric after the game, obviously, and the emotions immediately after. Was that calmed or is that?
I just think, I don't think he's going to be here next season. But like I said, like the alternatives is just as underwhelming, but I just, like I say, like we've said, like it's exactly the same situation now as it was 5 months ago, and we've often said about how the club is like one of moments, and you know the Liverpool FA Cup game was a moment, but we don't, like I said to Ozzy yesterday, we've had some good results this year, but we've not had many good performances. Like I said to him, try and name five good performances all season, and I think we struggled to do that, and I think compared to other teams with a lot less resource, like look at Villa who are doing really well, like look at Spurs who like are in Champions League spots having lost their best player who we would have bitten their arm off for. You've got to make the comparisons to these people, and like we've gone backwards since last year, and I know that we've had injuries, but everyone's had injuries, and then you have to start questioning why we're getting these injuries. The Martinez thing, he keeps being brought back too early.
That was what,
got to blame the manager for that.
I'd still, you know, I think he'll stay because he'll want to win. He's not won this season, but I'd still make a bid for Kane in the summer. I would say, like, I get it is a sticking plaster that you go, we want the structure to be built off field. So
yeah.
Eric might get his reprieve. I'm internalising it, give him till the autumn, but I honestly think will be here in October if we have kept him and he's gone, you know, like that inevitability. I don't know if it came across, what pissed me off the way I loved and hated Bruno on Thursday, I don't know if it came across where he did his ankle and then he suddenly gets up like Lazarus 30 seconds later, but he was really hammering Hoyland the whole run back for their corner, and he wasn't concentrating on them having a corner, he was really going at Hoyland, who was giving it back, but I thought, you're the captain and that is not helping the kid. That is shameful on you, Bruno, and that is like, we love sometimes where the Liverpool Cup, you know, brings it all about him and he'll lift, but I thought, you are shameful as a captain doing that, and
especially at a time when he's not doing well, you know, like if he was carrying the team for the last 3 months, you can sort of excuse that, like, but if he's not playing well most of the time either, then
I think it all adds up to, you know, like these bits add up to the combined. Right, I think Nick's coming the other way. He said, so we need to meet in the other side. We'll carry on with this for 5 minutes quickly. Right, over to Nathan and Nick while I sort the mags out. Thanks again, everyone who supports the mag. Thanks to these two lads, fucking who don't want to be in this weather. Nick, what are your thoughts on
On Thursday?
What are your thoughts on Saturday and then on Thursday?
Do you get my feeling? I don't want to let Liverpool in the cup go. And why are we letting it go already? It's like I want to cling to it and never played again. I can't have that joy. And then
I think the perfect, it was perfect timing that game happened, and then there was no football for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so,
thank God.
So we had so much more time.
Imagine if we'd have got lost in the week.
So we had so much more time just to like have that moment before having to give it away again. Well, not give it away, but fall down into doom again.
Do you know what? Weirdly enough, the last two games haven't bothered me because I think it's confirmed what I already knew about this football club. And as I said to Nathan, when I seen him yesterday, I said, I chuckled when the fourth went in because as soon as we conceded the penalty, I said to myself, we'll lose this here. You could just see it. You know, it's just this club who's just got this innate ability to capitulate on itself. It's not even Jekyll and Hyde from game to game or half to half anymore. It's from a period of 97 minutes to 100 minutes where you don't know what you're going to get. But it's inexcusable to drop 5 points from the 97th minute onwards. My hate of the week always, permanently, forever and ever, will be this amount of injury time that seems to get added on in the modern world, and I still think it's ridiculous. And I know we scored in it against Brentford. But to be honest, they've not really bothered me. We know we're not good enough. This football club is nowhere near the three best teams in this league at the moment. So why pretend to be giddy and get all arsey about the Champions League when we can't even get all the fucking group stages in it that consist of Copenhagen and
Galatasaray? Because it means we're not going to be able to afford to improve the team next season.
I don't believe in all that bollocks, though.
We can't do it for FFP.
We can't do it when we've got it anyway.
So we've got even less chance then.
It makes you have to be more shrewd and be better with your money for it then as well. You have to be. We have the means. We have to scout better instead of just paying players like Casemiro and Varane over the odds to force them to come here. So I'm all for it, to be honest. If we're not going to win the Premier League, we're not going to win the Champions League, then I'm not bothered about being involved or where we finish. If we finish between 6th and 16th, I couldn't really give a shit, to be honest with you, because it's still not winning the league.
Well, did you see Ange made that point as he was being quizzed? You know, what would it mean? He said, you're getting carried away, you know, like about the finance. He said, look at Newcastle, you know, they were in it, and what good's it done on this season? So I think you build slowly. We tried to build too fast for too long. But that's all, I just don't know. Like, the thing that Shane, I think it might have not come across because we were rushed. I wasn't saying that Ten Hag's not likeable. I'm on about, I wouldn't trust him to go for a pint and be that bonhomie. And where that comes across is he's very stubborn. You know, he's decent, clearly, but he's very much, you know, he's not for turning, is he? So, but it's his way. But there is no way. You know what? Again, it goes back. There's style of play. There's tactics. It just seems to be on the hop. And badly on the hop.
Do you know the worst thing is, though?
Are you confident today?
No. I think it'll be a draw, but... You never know what's going to happen, really. I've long said about this team, I don't think they're capable of playing two games in a week. I don't think they've got the fitness for it. I don't think they've got the know-how or the game management ability to manage playing two games in a week.
You've not got the game management to play one game a week.
That was my next point. But we haven't got the game management to play two games a week, especially. And we saw that with the Champions League this year. And the only thing I can say is Klopp usually comes here barring that 5-0 win, he usually bottles it at Old Trafford, so I still think there's a little bit of that in there that we've got to be able to cling to.
I think they play it so high, they do leave, as I saw in the cup, you know, two players right on the line, that if you know, Garnacho's on form and you have someone to run at them, you can get two against two quite easily. And but that's, you know, like there's this thing on, oh, Anthony did something great. Felt like Roy Keane the last few weeks. He did something. You know, like, that's
job.
It. Do it 30 times and then we're talking. Yeah. But he did one thing. And he was coming up to the crowd. And he was, like, bumping. And I know, but...
God, it shows that
expectations that we're on. That a football player does football things.
On Liverpool, I think Klopp's a good enough manager that I can't imagine that he's going to allow them to get done the same way that they did 3 weeks ago, though. Do you know what I mean? No. They're not. It's. Hang on. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that. I'd be shocked if they allow us to do the same thing.
I just
thing
think
again.
He comes here and battles it a little bit. So I'm. All right, I'm semi confident, shall we say, today. I don't think we'll win. We're not good enough to win, but I don't think we're bad enough to lose either. I think every single game that we're in this season, we've been in it. Even when we played teams like Bayern Munich, they've only beaten us by a goal both times. So it'll still be a tight game. I can't see them coming here and walking it. They might walk it in terms of the ball, but I don't know. No, I'm sick of it. Sick of the season, to be honest with you.
This is where Bonnie's going to pause it for a second, because he's talking to someone. Can play this bit. You read the Teddy interview before, didn't you? And you commented on it in the group.
It's unbelievable. Honestly, it's so good. Genuinely got a little bit emotional reading it as well, because it's just like the way that he manages to describe about 99, the nights after, and the fact that Red's still approaching to this day. Read the mag. It's a really, really good interview. It's quite a long
one
as well.
Sorry.
But it's not boring. I think he gets it just right. There's some good stories in there.
Talking about the interview with Teddy, saying it.
Did you enjoy it, Nick? Then,
really did. Really enjoyed it.
He was
really
so good. You know, like, I hear this. You can tell he's really got a bad rep, but twice he's been so nice
really
to
nice,
me.
Really nice bloke.
Which is when they don't, you know, when you don't get fanzines and people, some of them don't, it's like, wow.
Well, my comment really was, you can tell he gets what the mag's about, and, you know, he's not just sort of giving the stock answers.
Well, it's when they swear. Oops, sorry. It's when they swear as well, you know, that they're
comfortable.
Yeah. Nick's running now. That was the sound.
Chasing a magazine.
Also, Nick's running the Manchester Marathon next week, and the campaign link's in there. Hey, Nick, that's £4. Yeah. You're on the pod. What do you think the score's going to be?
I don't even want to think
going to be. No confidence.
I've had 4 pints already.
All right. So is that pre-match confidence? Or
That's just I do you know what? I want my eyes not to see what I'm about to see.
Oh, no.
So it is what it is, right? So
cheers.
We'll see.
First,
you've got to do it.
Give us a score.
I think it'll be 3-1 to them, but I'm hoping it'll be...
3-1 to us.
2-1.
What's your name?
Sorry, it's John.
John.
Cheers,
John.
Take care.
Cheers, thank you.
Yeah, literally, this time next week is Manchester. I'll be running past Old Trafford this time next week for very different, miserable circumstances.
How many will you be in your fan club?
Well, at the moment, I think I've got 12 sponsors so far, so thank you to each and everyone that's contributed.
That's
which
really
is nice.
They're
not far off the target on the page. So there's a plug in the mag and a QR code in here for you to scan.
You've obviously been the softest, and then you sort of... Where are you with Eric?
To be honest with you, I just don't really see what the alternative is. And I know Nathan's comment is always, well, I'm not paid to make these decisions, somebody else is. But I still think sometimes as fans over the years, we've always had a good idea of at least who we wanted to bring in. And I don't know. The thing that annoys me really with Eric at the moment is I'm not Eric in or Eric out. I don't really know where I am. And I think that... I know Nathan used the C word in his rant about it multiple times.
No, he edited that one out.
He edited that one out, but then he still... And then he certainly didn't edit out of our WhatsApp messages.
But that's not after the match.
But my point is, though, with Eric, is that it's what he does afterwards and how he sees things. Like
that's what's frustrating.
After the Chelsea game, to say that we dominated the game is naive.
We're doing good things and we're on the right
just
track.
Like,
I get he can't.
And it's like, if that's the message that he's giving to the players and they're believing it, you're never going to get any better.
He can say standards have to be better, you know, like we have to do. There has to be, you know, like...
That is one of the frustrating things, because it just comes across as deluded.
It comes across as the ones that always are on their last few months here. You know, that just ebbing away of everything. He suddenly looks older. You know, he looked when he was going Tesco wine shopping, we were celebrating it. Now he'll be the dishevelled man, like, Phil Mitchell, when he's just ranting in the Tesco aisle. A couple of things. Fanzines, why you should support. I don't think, you know, we've got the Tony Wilson foul, which is a great read from 50 years ago, which is a precursor to fanzines. I don't think all the fans' voices and everything... fanzines changed. It changed the dynamic of the coverage. It changed TV shows who suddenly wanted to get in on the act, you know, and then everything that followed. And they were always wannabes, and it wasn't the right tone as we are. But it was like, I don't think it happened because of fanzines. And like, we still, like, we prod, we provoke, we're an antidote to all the bullshit on TV and challenging. So that's it. And the last thing before we go off is, do you remember our leak? It was a great... Nathan found the pub. The ravines. We had a great couple of days after COVID. Then Nathan, as is his wont, he's got a great eye for finding detail. He comes back, and it turns out the pub that we were in, or just us, apart from the couple of
games,
has become a cannabis
again.
Factory. Yeah. And someone got nicked. They were actually growing cannabis in there, and that certainly wasn't when we were there, Your Honour. What the fuck? If anything sums up the shambles of Red News, it's the pub that we rented out became a drugs den. Fucking hell, to the regiment, eh? Right, scores, I'm going 1-1.
2-2.
2-0 to them. Sadly.
Good luck, Stu. Just saying hello to Studio WS, whether it's going to heavens or heavens. Please don't be lightning. I said, I've got boots, so that's good. You've got trainers, that's not good for lightning, is it?
No. Rubber sole.
Oh, okay. All right. Cheers, everyone. Let's hope it's 3 weeks. I don't want to let 3 weeks go. I don't want it just to be shit again. Right, you two are going to, or Nathan's going to do a walk back pod after the game. Thanks. All right, bye. You hold it.
Are we recording?
Right. Yeah. Red News, and you two talk, and then I'll do a quick one at the end. Red News.
Hello. What? Hello, Nick. How did you find that?
So we're here just after we've won 2-2 against Liverpool. Predicted it correctly. It was just a bonkers game, wasn't it? Anthony Taylor's a cunt, isn't he? Can I get that in there early? I really, really don't like him. So when does it become a yellow card to slide tackle? I hate that. That's a rule that needs changing as well.
He did jump in.
I don't give a shit. He won the ball. Doesn't matter.
I know, but you can win the ball and break someone's leg, and
but he didn't. Doesn't it? So it
no,
matter.
I know, but
he didn't.
Yeah, but it was a dangerous.
But he didn't.
It was,
and if he had done, then he should have got a fucking crown for getting stuck into the Scousers.
He did get stuck into the Scousers.
So
he played. Yeah, he played well though.
I'm gutted for Mainey really to not have the winner. I really thought it would have been a well deserved one for him, for a local lad to come through debut season to have gotten the winner in that. So it's quite a shame really. But funniest comment of the day, by the way.
Mainey, I'm just going to say though, like, he is mint. Like, obviously he scored that amazing goal, but in the build up to that, literally 30 seconds before, there was a moment where he got the ball on the halfway line and he could easily have just passed it out wide, and that's what everyone else would have done, but he didn't. He just turned on himself and just went forward with it. And like, I don't know if you watched any of the England games, but he did a similar thing for England. I think it was in the Brazil game, I can't remember.
We're not here to talk about
no him. But I'm just say it. But he's the only person on the pitch that would have took that option rather than making the easy option and passing it. He did exactly the same thing for England, and we got a penalty for it. That's two in 2 weeks where, instead of just being easy and passing it off, he's done something that no one else on the pitch would have done, and we got a goal out of it. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Casemiro did well for the goal as well. His little
Casemiro was
fucking
shit.
Terrible. Yeah, it was terrible, but he did well for the goal. The whole attack started from his little overhead kick, which was good.
Yeah.
But he's terrible. The reason why we ended up doing so well against him last time is because he wasn't in the midfield. He's got no energy and can't run, we both know that. But how on earth can not save a penalty? He's had enough practice this week. Fucking hell, you could have saved that one, couldn't you? Oh dear me. Shout out to Dallow in the second half, by the way. I thought Dallow in the second half
it was definitely
utterly
a penalty.
Incredible. Turned into like in a pillow in the second half, he was great.
But two very special goals, I think. Even the first one, you know what I mean? The first one was like, we can be very frustrated about Bruno for most games, but again, I don't think there's many other people on the pitch who would have attempted that today.
No, of course it was. Everyone's very cautious and doesn't want to be the guy, do they, to go on and take the onus in a game. So yeah, it's nice. I can't wait to see that one back actually tonight.
He took it. It was very sweet. He took it really well. Like, I've not seen the second one back, but I saw the first one. But
I tell you, scored the second one. I'm glad you said it was Mainey. To be fair,
we're just selling a mag. We're doing a little podcast for the podcast for the fanzine. What are your thoughts on that?
What's that?
What are your thoughts on that then?
What a waste. The penalty was not needed. That challenge was not needed at all. Yeah, could have avoided that, but hey.
It says a lot that I don't think many of us went into it hoping to even get a draw. So it's quite. Says something. Well,
yeah.
Not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I was predicting 2-1, but
it's quite frustrating.
It is very frustrating. Yeah, we were at the Chelsea game and we gave it away in the end, and the same way here, just gave it away.
Well, as soon as we conceded that penalty, it was like, here we go again.
Yeah, but Ten Hag did the same thing at Chelsea, took Garnacho off. And
he didn't look happy again.
Well, yeah, I should have brought Diallo on instead of...
Yeah.
Why did he take him off?
I don't know if you saw, like, you know, the little steps up to the bench. He was just sat there on the steps for the rest of the game, just on his own. Pissed off. So.
All right, lads. I'm here from Texas. Right. So.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice meeting you, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
coming.
You
need your mag. Oh, I've done it. Great news.
Anything else?
I did have a load of thoughts, but I haven't managed to articulate them yet because Barney shoved a load of mags at me. Couple of thoughts today, by the way. That last hour of selling was absolutely grotesque. I'm wet, right? My mum listens to this podcast, so I'm going to choose my words very carefully. My bum hole is wet. That is how wet that sales day was.
Yeah.
The Red News, yeah?
We're just doing the little post-match pod. What are your thoughts on that? Go on.
No, it's fine.
Half-time, I thought we were out of it. Obviously, walking out disappointed, but probably 2-2 is a fair result.
I think it says a lot that we're disappointed. Cause,
yeah, definitely.
Like
yeah.
Saying before,
are we disappointed? I'm fucking dancing.
No,
now.
No, but disappointed because we could have. It looked like we could have won it.
5 minutes.
That's what I mean.
No, no,
that's what I mean.
Because we're fucking stupid with our decision making, aren't we? We're terrible with it. There's no surprise. We knew they were going to score again. They were coming at us all the way through it.
So I'm disappointed. It's coming out.
Disappointed at all. Delighted. Very happy.
No.
Nice one. Cheers, mate. Cheers, mate. Nice one. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely not disappointed in any way, shape or form. We know we're stupid and we're not going to concede penalties when players run into the box. We've seen it twice already this week.
Yeah.
We've seen that we can't deal with that with Brentford in the later phases of games. So it's not a surprise. You knew that was going to come, so it's not disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I'll let you carry on, mate.
Oh, if you want to get in.
All right, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, then?
First half was there. Second half, for 20 minutes, we were good. I think Liverpool... I've never known a Liverpool team under Klopp to come and play an intelligent game, because that's not Liverpool's way of doing things. They're just one-way attack. Do you know what I mean?
Some special goals, though, weren't they?
Brilliant goals. That goal by Bruno, goal by Mainoo. You know, I think... We know how talented Mainoo is.
Well,
but
we were speaking at half time,
yeah.
And we looked at the stats,
yeah.
And we'd not even had a shot in the first half.
And then second half to come and do that was pretty good. It was impressive.
I was just saying, it's just quite frustrating that we gave it away at the end.
Yeah, I agree. That penalty was...
It was a penalty.
Yeah, it was a penalty. It was a Stonewall penalty.
It's just stupid that we gave it.
But it's just been the story of United this season, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, what can you do? I think the only thing we can... Put this way, if we can finish as high as we can, we're not getting Champions League, let's face it. It's Thursday, you know, we're playing FC Doner Kebab next season, fine, fair enough. But it is what it is. We'll enjoy the ride.
If this is a little way to Liverpool not winning the league this year, that's good.
I'll take it. It's like...
I know we need to worry about ourselves first, but, you know, this could be an added little bonus.
It's always... If Liverpool, listen, I'm always in the camp of anyone but Liverpool. Yeah? That's my bias. Right, anyone but Liverpool, as long as they don't win it, that's fine. If Arsenal come here and win, no problem, I'll take that. I'll be very happy if they come here and win, then win the league.
If they went and win the league after it, won't
then it's worth it. Yeah, but if that stops them lot winning it, and it's nice just to put a scupper in the works for Klopp's farewell tour, this Scouse romantic loving all this shit about, he should just go now. But yeah, those are my views, mate. Apologies.
Cheers.
About the bad language.
Oh, it's fine, don't worry. There's been a lot worse.
I can imagine. Anyway, buddy.
Nice
listen,
one.
I'll see you after Wembley. Yeah. Yeah.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Barney, talk.
Right. Red News, I thought I'll take that all day long. I can't. At half time, I just thought we were 1 second behind them. Every time they had seconds, they just had. Are you okay? What did you make of that?
Fucking load of shite.
Absolute load of shite.
No, but
you've got at half time. Come on, mate.
I know. To come back in the second half
and show fight again.
Exactly. I tell you what though, right? This team, they're gonna do. They're gonna kill me. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna kill me, man. They've really killed off my dad.
Petters is brilliant. Dent their title.
Keep the faith.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, Kate. Right. Red News, United. But I thought we were 1 second behind them. We were bereft. Didn't see that in a million years. Casemiro, my bromance, but he was terrible today. I mean, he did one good thing. He was so slow. But the heart, the kid at the back, Manu, goal, fantastic. Yeah, want to win, but dent their title. And I just like, I was so, every time, you know, we do doubt them, but fair
play. It's
part,
just frustrating that
when
they
we
only
slag them
turn
off,
up for games
they
like
deserve.
This.
But if you'd have asked me a month ago to get these two results against a very
true.
Good side,
yeah.
I will bite your hand off. And we slag them off enough to say, that was fight, that second half was Manchester United. And, you know, the penalty, but
It's just frustrating to give it away like that, isn't it?
And thanks to you and Nick for selling in this horrendous. I doubted selling Red News ever again with half an hour to go. So if you didn't get it today, please do, because not many bought it. But anyway, that's for another day. And you're talking the pub, won't you? I'm speechless. I don't. They put these two games have been cracking adverts, and sum up that antagonism's still there. The fucking needle's still there. Yeah. May it never change with this fixture. And if they lose the league by 1 point or 2 points, I will 92 crow back at them. So, right, have a good night at the pub and that. Thanks. Cheers.
Thank you.
Hello, Reds. Dungeon Reds. We are here. Just a little update. It's a couple of days after. Apologies, this is taking long. But it's kid, wife, United in that order during Easter holidays. Time is very, very limited. I will say, fair fucks, Camwalla. He looked absolutely brilliant. And Nick will pull me up if I got the pronunciation wrong. But absolutely outstanding. And I'll tell you what, for all the eels and the moans, I went to bed Sunday night thinking, yeah, you know, you want to win, but we didn't lose them this season. And the kids give me hope. If there's any hope for United, it's a structure being built and the kids we've got coming through, because I think this looks the best crop. We keep saying, oh, we'll have a crop, or this is it, and then it proves to be a full storm, but these really look. And on that thing, I saw there was a lot of angst of Garnaccio going off. Yeah, I would have liked him to be replaced by Ahmad, because shoring up, you know, with Arambat is never going to work, because we just don't shore up. But Garnaccio was spent on Thursday. He's absolutely spent. You just can't ask a kid. We've said Manu and him are playing too many matches. Really, I'd look even piss poor United to Sheffield United at home, just giving them a break because they need it. But my boy Casemiro, God, he was off the pace. I thought fair fucks to Maguire as well. He was outstanding. And Delow, you know, like Garnaccio player of the season, Delow in the conversation. Yeah, the high fives and that, but he's risen to the best of his ability. Long term, no, but to the best of his ability, he has been really good for what, you know, if the only the others had his fight and determination. So how do I feel? Well, relieved, wish we'd won. Second half was great, so you cling on to that till next week. I keep saying, you know, you can't pinball, so it's like how we do at Bournemouth then affects, of course it affects the mood, but how you're seeing United. I think what you have to do is take the longer picture. And then so I thought, look at the last 10 league games. So we've got 17 points from 10, sort of where we are, I suppose, but only 5 points from the last 6 league games. So you look at it and think, yeah, second half, they're not downing tools, they're fighting, they have something sometimes is best we can do. But ultimately, disappointing week, because you get 2 points from it and you threw away lead after lead, sort of what we are. A couple of things afterwards. Paul said, Carlo, that when we look on Barcelona, World War II was closer to Barcelona than now. And that just did my head in. So all of us at Barcelona Home 84, it was as long ago as Barcelona was the Second World War at the time. And that's just befuddled me. But so is me trying to explain an eclipse to Albert. It's like, oh my God. I wouldn't get a Blue Peter badge for trying to explain that one, but it did look impressive. We had that Klopp lookalike dressed, you know, the one who dresses full, walking past us, and United fans were stopping him. And he was actually, is he German? Because he was doing it all, he was speaking in a German accent. That befuddled me. There we go. And that brings me on, you know, like, just the mag. I'm sorry, get the violins out, we always do, but we were hoping with the documentary, I think this is the best mag we've done in years, so it's great mag, please buy it, but we were hoping we'd do 40 more than usual, and then the rain came, and then I could have cried. I don't know if it was the rain or my tears, and we're 40 down, less than usual, so then it becomes a constant chase. Someone put it to me, give it up last week, he said give it up, but I don't want to, and he went, but that ex-copper would get 425 subs in a day, probably. But Red News is Red News, and it's always has been. But I hate the fact, you know, that we have to spend all summer begging to get to 425. But it is what it is. But it's not about will we be here in 2 years, 3 years. It's whether we'll be here in 5 months. So please support this mag. It's a great one.
and please support the campaign if you can, because we want to still be around, but it's really dicey if we are or not, because like days like you put all that energy, Andy Mitten mentioned, all that energy into the mag, and then it pisses down and you're down and then you're chasing, and it's like, and as my missus says, just give it up, Barney. Hoyland, I thought, huffed and puffed, but sort of showed why I'd go for Kane or an experienced striker, so he's not relying on him. He was huffing and he huffs and puffs a fair bit. You know, he had that spell, but we've sort of lost that since the injury. And you think, you just want a bit more, but he's only a kid, so that's where if onlys. Murta's left, as we predicted. I think it was in 3-1-2. If you read the gossip in 3-1-2, none of this, it's all been happening. It's all been just a de facto. He's been basically putting out the Soviets. You know, he's not been involved in the big structural things for a while now. He knew it. We'll have more in the next mag. A decent man, supposedly, Bernie Dredd, but out of his depth. And again, another sign that the Glazers gave these big opportunities for people who just weren't up for that level. Be interesting. He won't say anything, but then we were on the tram back, me and Nick, and I suddenly wondered, because it came up that Chris Wood, journeyman, probably better Woot version, had scored again, and I said, I wonder if he scored more Premier League goals than Martial. He's surely not scored more Premier League goals than Martial. Yes, Chris Wood has scored more Premier League goals than Anthony Martial. Right. So it goes down to, sorry, my writing is so bad trying to read these notes. I've got eye drops here. I don't even know when that note was relevant for, but I must remember to take my eye drops. Telling myself, that's old age, younger Reds. Tell yourself to take eye drops. Right, so I don't want it to be, but I don't want this season to phase out, but it's just a real punt hope for the future, isn't it? What can we get from the season? Hope the FA Cup, and then hope we can show that second half, not make the mistakes we did last season. Just a lot of hope, isn't it? It's not built on many strong foundations. I think there's a huge summer ahead, and you've got to look at a sad partner the way with quite a few of them, and then hope that more youngsters can come through and then they buy right. But maybe we're coming from a position stronger than we've been in when the structure gets right, but A lot of punts. I think that's it. Take care, everyone. You know what's coming next. Please support the mag and the campaign. Take care, everyone. I don't know if I'm taking Albert to the semi, so I don't know if I'll do this, because we've bartered that he'll sell for 15 minutes, but I don't think he'll want to be podcasting, so I don't know whether it'd be Sheffield United or Burnley. Still selling this mag for that. Just take care of yourselves, Red. There was a bit of heart. I suppose that's as best we can hope. And I had a real, as I said before the game, I felt alive. And I felt alive for the second half. So if you just point, why do you still do it? When United treat us like shit, when the football can be shit, I just point to things like that. And I'm jumping up in the air thinking, come on, Manu. And he's class, isn't he? What a potential we have there. That's a highlight. That's something to cast your things back. And cheers for Nick and Nathan. Nick, I didn't fucking... What an error, after all these years, not have a waterproof jacket. And Nick and Nathan sodden through. We all ask ourselves afterwards why we do it, but we do it because of you lot, and I hope you appreciate it. If you do, let us know. Cheers.